When the investigation on Hillary's emails was completed, the GOP and Trump demanded to see the full report. They didn't get the Reader's Digest condensed report. They got the unredacted entire enchilada. If that wasn't complete enough, they grilled her for 11 straight hours. And when it was over, they chanted, "Lock her up, lock her up." It would be mind-boggling to watch these hypocrites defend the notion that we have all the information we need on the Mueller investigation based on a 4-page summary by an attorney general whose stated position prior to getting the nomination was that a sitting president can't be indicted for matters such as, well, obstruction of justice. Until you remember, we are 3 years into the Trump era where facts are ridiculed, news demonized, political enemies are mocked and bullied. Hypocrisy? Give me a break. Yesterday, all 9 Republican members on the House Judiciary Committee called for Adam Schiff's resignation for being too partisan. This from the boys who demanded to see complete FBI reports on various topics and whose chairman at the time, Nunes, dropped them off after dark at the White House. Hypocrisy? Give me another break. Schiff countered their unanimous demand to step down with an item-by-item detailing of Trump's transgressions, a list that laid out the case for future legal problems for Donald and said of each, "Some may find this okay." At the conclusion, he told his smirking and whispering accusers that he was not okay with it and that when we accept these actions of the president, that will be the day America has lost its way. It's heartening to hear a full-throated defense of justice when a lot of us are beginning to think we've already lost our way. I know there are days when I want to throw up my hands, turn off the news, and just walk the beach. Trump called Adam Schiff "pencil neck Schiff" at a victory lap rally at Michigan shortly after. Some may find this okay, and most of the crowd did, but I'm not okay with this. I can only hope most of us never will be. The man needs to go, and so do his enablers.